Ryan Pickett just had a hand bruise return to practice.
How did Casey come along today?
And Casey Hayward, I thought he looked good today. He just bounced around, had a smile on his face. He was trial return. So, he's practiced in a limited fashion.
What's your best case scenario with him? Do you think maybe you could have him next week?
I have no idea. I mean, I think he's getting close. Like I said, I thought he looked good. His exam tomorrow will be important. I know last week he was very sore, and, so he wasn't ready. So, we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Like, what's your concern level with Andy Mulumba now missing some straight days of practice given the injury you already got?
Well, it'll be important for him to get out there tomorrow. So I think tomorrow will answer my concern level.
Is it hard to balance the – you want to keep your guys sharp by having the contact practice, but then trying to balance the other guys getting hurt? I don't think
it's
not
hard
balance,
at all. So. You have a plan. It's important to practice in pads. I think that's why everybody does it. The game's played in pads. You risk assess in everything you do. So game of football is obviously injuries are part of it. But I thought today's practice, we're getting better. We're getting better completing the practice week. I didn't really like it the first couple weeks, but I thought today we took a step in that direction.
Mike, you said on your TV show that Derek's definitely going to play this year, Sherrod.
Correct.
Was there a tipping point, like in the last couple of weeks, where you started to see him finally start to look okay?
I would say probably week one or two. I really felt that at the end of training camp, his workouts went to a different level. He's in excellent shape. He's obviously a lot stronger than he was this time last year. So, I mean, as I've stated, I think it's obvious. It was a very, very serious injury. So he needed the extra time. He looks good. He's chomped at the bit. But let's be honest, the biggest hurdle is pad. He needs to get in pads, and he needs to get in there. And then once he gets over that hurdle, I think we'll be ready to go.
Mike, do you have any feel for starts? Do you think that's going to be multiple weeks still ahead?
Yeah, I hope not. I thought James Starks is just the way he came out of the blocks in the rehab. It wasn't going to be, extremely long, but he's getting close. I mean, I'm told that he's feeling better, and he's got a great outlook on it. So I don't think it's going to be as long as some of the past injuries.
Mike, what impressed you about Joe Flacco on tape?
I mean, Joe, when I look at quarterbacks, I always look at their path, particularly the way he's developed over the years, and really the way. And offense kind of took off last year, and I thought his playoff run was exceptional, and they're a different offense than they probably were 2 years ago. So, total command of what they're asking him to do. He extends plays very well, and I think he has a big time arm. I mean, he's able to extend plays and really hit all the quadrants on the field.
Like the sideline plays that Jordy's made over the last 2 years, is that something you can coach, or is that just mostly instinct with how he's able to?
You have to give credit to Jordy Nelson on those particular plays, but the other part of it is the guy throwing the ball. There's you talk about Aaron and Jordy and the connection that they have playing the game of football, particularly the passing game. So Aaron has great trust that Jordy's going to go get those throws. Obviously, when you're throwing them, at times it's could be an extended play, and Aaron's thrown from a different body position. So, Jordy just has great body control and just has very, very good awareness and hands to know exactly where he is.
The Ravens have such a strong record at home. Did you and the staff talk about any intangibles besides crowd noise as to why their performance is consistently so much better on their home field?
Well, I don't particularly spend a whole lot of time in dissecting the team, when they're away or home, because you just focus on that particular week. I understand that the teams are sometimes diversely different away or at home. So we know what they're capable of. They're a very good football team. I mean, crowd noise the importance of the momentum in the football game and how you handle that. We will face adversity Sunday, and it's important that we overcome that. And I have great confidence that we will. I really don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the opponent when we go into their stadium. We know it's going to be loud. It's a great atmosphere. They're defending world champions. I mean, I don't know what else you need. And the Green Bay Packers are coming to town. So I think that's good. That itself sounds like a pretty damn game to me, good game to me.
Mike, what about you guys on the road? I saw the Ravens media were asking you about struggling on the road. I know you lost your regular season finale in the playoff game and now lost the first two. But you guys are traditionally a pretty good road team under you. Is there –
I think so. I think we did a good job on the road. I think our players handled the adversity that you see on the road, and that'll be no different. They like the schedule, the way we travel, everything that leads up to it. The preparation, consistency, and home and away, I think, is important when you do plan out a week and get your team ready. And I think it carries over. And our football team has always been extremely confident, most confident that I've ever been around. I'm not just saying because. I guess I am saying it because it's us, but I've never felt uncomfortable. It's very important to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and where else are you going to be uncomfortable away from home? So it's something I think our guys really thrive on and enjoy and like the adversity of it, enjoy the conflict of it. So it's a lot of fun.
So if you lose four in a row on the road, teams lose a lot more than that. It's just more – maybe those are four games you
didn't
play as well.
I mean, hey, it sounds like you're writing a heck of a story. I don't care about the last one. I don't care about it last week. On the park lot. It really doesn't. I'm not being ignorant. It doesn't. I don't care. I don't care where we play this team. I don't care where you play the next team. You have to get ready to play the game. It's a great home environment. It's well documented. They're a very good football team. And when we finish up our preparation – as we conclude, we'll be focused on the things that we're going to do to win the game.
I'm sure everyone is great, but is it a little extra special or great or whatever to win one on the road?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at some of the best times as a player and a coach. Take nothing away from Lambeau Field, but I'll never forget getting off the plane coming home from Chicago. You know, the NFC Championship game. So. Those plane rides home from Big Windsor, I mean, they're a ton of fun. I mean, it's, they're enjoyable.
I think it's a pretty tough matchup this week. How's Evan Dietrich Smith looked a few games into the season now?
Evan's playing well. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. I mean, our center and our guards and our quarterback, what they do from a responsibility standpoint is very demanding, and he's handling it. So he's playing well physically. He's definitely in sync with everything we're asking him to do. I think he's off to an excellent start.
What kind of challenge does Ray Rice and the run game of Baltimore present for you guys?
Well, I like the way they run it. They're aggressive, fits their run style. He's been a very, very productive runner for quite some time in our league. I mean, going back to when he came out of Rutgers. So he knows how to run the football. He knows how to get through tight places, instinctive, tough, and actually does a very good job finishing runs. So they do a very good job running the ball.
Thank you.